Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Madness Continues. My name is Seamus Maxwell, and today we'll be putting stereotypes on everybody's favorite protagonist, Hank. Don't ask people to subject, I'm technically still kind of learning as I go, and since I'm the only Madness Combat podcast host, that makes me your best bet. Anyways, turn up the volume because you're in for a wheel something more than the intro. Jeez, I'm excited. A real episode. So, if you think about the Madness Combat characters, they all have their difference, like we do, as humans. But they also have one thing in common when it comes to cognitive thinking. Mass murder. Sure, mass murdering could mean a few things in the Madness universe, but generally it all comes to killing without purpose. In Madness Combat, that's like comparing apples to apples. But now I'm getting off topic. The point I'm making is that the characters' personalities reflect the names I'm giving them big time. Let's get into this character bearing the name Hank J. Wimbledon. Of course, the beloved protagonist will be first on the list. Now, Hank is one of the most mysteriously creepy heroes ever to star in a web series. On that note, let's look at all the times he's spoken. Number 1. Incident 0018. In the first incident, Hank goes to an AAHW bunker to kill shit. He easily gets past the first room without anything but blood on his boots, and finds a MAG or MAG agent in the second. And of course, there is a big, beautiful, shining blender about a head taller than the MAG itself. At first, he starts putting random AAHW agents in the blender one by one. The MAG enters the door through the door, and Hank looks at him the way you would a deep dish pizza. You know what comes next. These are the exact words of Hank. Hank sees the blender and vibrates with awe. OMG, he says. He turns it on. OMG. He then sees the MAG agent. I wonder, he questions. He attacks. Will it blend? He says. The MAG agent dies a horrible death. Satisfactory was the final word. This is the only time Hank speaks in the whole series. Kind of disappointing. But what did you expect? It's Matthew Jolly. He needs his priorities straight. So now let's get into personality. Despite the fact that the characters show little to no facial expressions, their actions and choices reflect on their personalities. Hank is shown to be quite a dark and mysterious person. He kills mercilessly and doesn't give a shit about a few puddles of blood from his enemies. All of this blatant evidence concludes that Hank is a goth / emo. That's about all I have to say because I knew that you knew that I knew from the conclusion that I knew you would choose that. Now, recite it back to me.